Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith and Graham Howerton with the FEI Group, formerly Floor Expo. Guys, how you doing?
Great. Doing well. Thank you.
Again, I'm glad you could be on the show with me today. I wanted to talk to you because just around the corner later in June is the National Apartment Association show. This whole multifamily sector, some people say that this is kind of a bright spot right now. I know seasonally every year this is a big time for that sector of the business, and I thought it'd be good to get a read on how the business is doing. Tell us a little bit of the highlights of what's going on in the multifamily sector.
Well, Kemp, at least there are some positive indicators for this segment. We look at a couple of things that, you know, give us a positive look forward across the few groups that of course, study our market segment. They've generated some positive data here recently. A couple of the sort of highlights that we and our customers are looking at is looking out to the year 2015, there's a couple of important numbers there. One of them is that there's reports that say there'll be about 67 million people between the age of 20 and 34 by the year 2015. So that segment of 20-year-old to 34-year-old are prime renters historically.
Right.
The other real positive thing for this segment is that by 2015, about two-thirds of all the new households that are going to be formed will be renters. So that's about 6 million new rental households by the year 2015.
Okay.
So if you look at those two factors, you take a look at where occupancy rates are today, back up in the mid-90s, where they're healthy again, that's all really positive for us. We've absorbed vacant apartment units. We're in the process this year of absorbing vacant apartment units. And if we are going to have this demand in the next 3 to 4 years, then that's very positive for us. That means new apartments are going to need to be built. That means there'll be turnover. So there's some bright spots looking forward.
Okay. So there's what you're telling me is that right now there's a 90% occupancy rate. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is. That's sort of back up as to where it lives historically,
okay.
Especially if you look at the 2000s and the late 1990s. In the mid to low 90s is where it's considered healthy, and that's a good occupancy level for our segment. So that's promising.
Okay. A couple of things we look at that I think are important. One is that permits, which are an indicator of future activity, mm-hmm. are at a two-year high right now. Because of that, obviously, new construction should be up in the next couple of years, which is very important. And the other thing is anecdotal, but arguably the most important, and that is when we're out driving business on behalf of our members, which we do by establishing relationships with many of the top property management companies out there in the United States, we're talking to them. We know these guys. We have relationships with them as we're out there pushing business, and they're telling us that they're going to have to either acquire or build going forward. So we're looking for a good summer this year, and Graham can speak more to that. It's a big, important season for us. It looks pretty good if you're in the rental business going forward, if you're a property manager, and we certainly feel good about it moving forward.
No, that's very interesting. The two of us actually talked on an interview, I think 6 or 7 months ago, about this very topic. And one of the issues we talked about was the fact that nobody could get funding to build new apartments. And I guess the interest yield curve has gotten where banks like it, and so they're starting to loosen up and lend money for these projects, aren't they?
It's happening. You know what? I think that the corporate finance end of things are starting to see is how little risk historically there's been in the multifamily segment, and especially as compared, obviously, to the residential segment. The level of risk is minimal. They also understand what the data is saying and where it's pointing. There is a feeling that it is a safe bet for investment dollars. So some of that is starting to change. You know, we're not up to 300,000 units a year yet,
right,
like we were in the mid to early 2000s, but we're certainly trending in the right direction.
And you've seen a lot of these, the vacant condo developments converting into apartments, too, that bring a lot of units into the market. So it does seem like it's loosening up as it relates to rental. As we see that home ownership, percentage trending back, the pendulum swinging a little bit back towards rental as well.
Right, Right. And we've talked before about this watermark that homeownership usually likes to go to if it's not being inflated by some government-driven incentive, but it's somewhere in the low 60% of people comfortably can manage owning a home. It got all the way up to 69. Now it's moving back down to that level. And so the other part of that, the other 38 or so percent of households are going to rent, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, another indicator we look at is the behavior of our members. As you know, we have the largest footprint of the experts in this field in terms of flooring for right. apartments and property managers and REITs around the country. And we've seen a number of our guys, Kemp, begin to step out to invest, open in new markets, buy existing companies in markets that are new for them, companies like Ready, you know, expanding into Atlanta, companies like Solar United expanding into Chicago, Sitton Flooring expanding in California, opening up San Francisco, GB Sales opening up LA. So as we look around, we see our good members out there expanding. And typically that's done with their customer base.
Right.
That's a positive, too, we see. So you look for causes of optimism today because the builder obviously remains tough. And that's certainly one of them.
Okay, so we talked at the beginning of this interview about the fact there's a show in Vegas, I think June 23rd and 24th. It's called the National Apartment Association Show, NAA Show. As we look at this market, are there changes in the types of flooring? I mean, are you seeing more laminate? Is the carpet that's being used? Is there more polyester that's being used? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you mentioned NAA. We'll touch on product real quick, but quickly while I'm thinking about it, on NAA, yeah, we'll be out there in force. We have a new booth this year. We've invested in a new structure for our booth. We'll have a tremendous number of our members out there, and we will be showing some product, and some of that product will be newer product. I'll let Graham speak to that because he works a lot on that, but we'll be out there in force looking to have a big show. We have arguably the biggest cocktail party they have each year out there. That's always a big success with our members, but yeah, product is shifting a little bit in a couple areas.
You know, we've certainly seen, Kemp, like probably in every other segment, a move to at least what's been branded in the past as alternative fibers. They're really not alternative anymore when you talk about PET filament products, the TriExtra or TriStar branded products that Mohawk manufactures as well. But we have, you know, we're a good gauge, I think, as to what's going on because we're in 125, 130 markets across the country on the multifamily segment. So we do get a pretty good understanding of what's happening with product. And in those markets that we're in, we are certainly using more polyester-based products today than we ever have in the past. The percentage of nylon carpet we're putting down today is lower than it was in past years. So there's definitely been a switch there. We have seen in the past years, you know, a little bit of a downgrade in face weight on products, just again due to the conditions of the business segment. You're having to meet that price point, you know, especially when the times when occupancy was lower and cash flow was a little tighter for our customers. That should change, especially with these PET-based products, you know, that you can, we'll certainly be putting in more 25-ounce product than 20 and 18 moving forward, you'd think, in those categories.
Yeah.
We are seeing a shift into the fiberglass category
okay.
on sheet vinyl products. So we are using fiberglass versus felt-based sheet goods more than ever now. We are loose laying those goods, not adhering them with chemical adhesives as much as we did in the past.
Yes.
Armstrong and Tarkett both have been great partners of ours on the fiberglass category. There's been a really dynamic shift in that category for us. And our expectation is if not before, within 5 years, that vast percentage of the vinyl floors we install in the U.S. will be done on the fiberglass loose lay method, as much as 80% or more. And then the third category that continues to take off for us is the vinyl plank LVT category, both glue down and the floating vinyl plank. That segment continues to grow for us nationally.
Well, listen, I appreciate you giving us an update on this market sector. That's exactly what I wanted. Like you say, it's about a 90% occupancy rate. There's 6 million new rental house homes coming online in the next couple of years. So there's new construction and there's a continual churn of people moving in and out of these apartments. So it's actually a warm spot. I guess in the flooring business right now, there's two warm spots. There's multifamily and there's the commercial. That's about what we're hearing out there. Again, we've been talking to Jay Smith, who's president of the FEI Group and Graham Howerton, who's Vice President of Multifamily with FEI, formerly known as Floor Expo. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.